Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings. Welcome. Salutations. And Monday, alohas to you. And, hey, it's National DJ Day.
Today is National DJ Day.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ, or is this just a cover for your spy gig?
I've always wanted to be a radio DJ.
I'm the number one DJ.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
It's wow. My radio show today.
Great, let's do it.
Let's make it our best show ever.
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime with yours truly, the attack dog of the right. The bombastic loudmouth of the South. Welcome, and as we get underway today, special guest joining us to lead off the program today. Great to have him back. He is Tony Schaefer, retired senior intelligence ops officer, more than 20 years with the U.S. Army. Now, Tony is president of the London Center for Policy Research in Manhattan and is an advisor to the Trump 2020 presidential campaign. Tony, welcome back to the program. Rangers lead the way.
Hoo-ah. Yes, I was in New Jersey talking to a prosecutor who was a Ranger who loved my book, Dark Heart, because it accurately portrayed the air assault of that I was on in November of 2003 and my taking coffee out to the Rangers. So he really dug that. So thanks for that opening.
My pleasure. The book that Tony is referencing is Operation Darkheart, Spycraft and Special Ops on the Front Lines of Afghanistan. Tony, fascinating to see what's going on today. Talk about a contradiction in terms. President Obama, during his administration, sends Iran huge pallets of cash. Donald J. Trump, on the other hand, sends them a hellfire missile.
I think it's a great contrast and is reflective of the philosophy of both men.
Yep.
Donald Trump is a man who understands essentially psychology. And one of the parallels I've seen from both advising his campaign, mm-hmm. talking to those who advise him, is the parallels between he and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Reagan, one of my mentors and friends, is Bud McFarlane.
Yes.
And Bud, as National Security Advisor, President Reagan would prepare a biographical sketch, mm-hmm. on all the people that President Reagan would have to be dealing with over the next week. You know, if he's going to talk to Gorbachev, he would get this big profile. And Bud was very good about instructing President Reagan on playing the man. Play the man, not the country.
Right.
And President Trump has, as a businessman, adopted a very similar philosophy and strategy of dealing with these individuals. So after studying the mullahs and understanding their thinking, mm-hmm. the one thing that you cannot deprive them of that would make them pay attention is their physical self, their proximity to their own life.
Yeah, their own level of safety.
Exactly. So he understands this, and I think this is where going after a legitimately documented war criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned my book, Operation Darkheart. We have two chapters in the book where we, the FBI and I, an agent, we'll just call him Matt,
right.
and I break over 2 days of interrogation, an IRGC enabler, IRGC being the activist wing of the Iranian government. We broke him, and he was trying to fund insurgency and terror against us in 2003 in Afghanistan. That was Soleimani's doing. That was that general's doing.
Right.
And so President Trump has reflected deeply, had the Pentagon put together a plan. That plan's been in place now for almost 18 months. And one of the options was, if Soleimani crosses over, does something completely illegal, or engages in operations against us, he's going to be killed. That's it.
Now,
and President Trump decided to do that.
And here's a pertinent question,
yeah.
for the leftist media that wants to cry crocodile tears for a murdering terrorist. If Soleimani was a totally innocent guy and another austere scholar of Islam, as they like to describe these guys, if that's the case, what is an Iranian general from the IRGC, what's he doing in Baghdad to begin with?
Well, exactly. And this is where he was also prohibited, according to the United Nations, from traveling outside of Iran because
Correct.
Of other previous restrictions. So he literally was in a place he wasn't supposed to be, engaged in planning operations if we handle this via the UN,
mm-hmm.
if we decided to play this completely illegally,
right.
he would be engaged in essentially illegal war activities. He was an unlawful combatant. The Iranians have never, as much as they've used bellicose language and always talk about death to America,
right.
they've never officially engaged us in declaring war. So therefore, his actions as a general made him a valid combatant who we were able to take out because he was doing things illegal. There was no state of war, yet he was acting to engage in military operations, terrorist operations, destroy U.S. facilities, thereby making him a valid target. So if you just do it that way, he was a war criminal. If you do it the other way, where he was engaged in acts, he's a terrorist. Either way, there was multiple legal paths for us to attack him in Iraq, and that's what happened.
I must admit, you surprised me, Tony, when you mentioned Bud McFarlane, because that warms the cockles of my heart. I had an opportunity to speak with him, interview him. I guess it was about 4 years ago. You want to talk about a great patriot. Bud McFarlane's name should be right at the top of the list.
Oh, every day I'm deeply humbled by being friends and mentored by Bud. As I told Bud many times, when I first joined in 1983 as a very young lieutenant,
mm-hmm.
and he was a national security advisor, I really thought I was going to be dead by 1988. I'm not joking.
No, I know you're not.
Be dead
yeah.
in some battlefield in Europe as part of the Fulda Gap and the air-land battle.
Right.
And I thank him every time I see him for having been so amazingly wise to get us through that very tense period. People don't understand how many times we almost went to war with the Russians during that period, and
yep.
Bud got us through.
A lot of brinksmanship, no question
right.
about it. And it's fascinating because really what we're talking about here goes all the way back to Sun Tzu and knowing your enemy, right?
It does, absolutely. I think that's the key. President Trump works to understand. President Obama was the worst projector of his beliefs onto others.
Right.
He would act as if the Iranians saw things through our lives. It's very arrogant. That's a very arrogant attitude to have, by the way, one where you project your values onto your adversary. And that is why we have seen such a number of serial failures across the board over the past 20 years in national security.
Yeah, and that kind of arrogance is going to lead to that kind of outcome where
right.
you're trying to force feed the preconceived strategy that you have in mind into the real world situation that exists.
Right. And this is one of the things Bud told me early on when we first had the so-called nuclear agreement with Iran. He said, Tony, despite what they're saying, it's going to go the other way.
Yep.
We saw this with the Russians. The moment we had a basic agreement with the Russians on nuclear weapons, they expanded their aggressiveness and became much more confident in their ability to be to upend and undermine our policy. He said, watch, and the same thing's going to happen. And sure enough, that's what happened. The
yep.
Iranians became emboldened. They went into Yemen. They started seizing our sailors in international waters. All the things that was predicted came true. And so this is why I think it's very important for your audience to understand. President Trump has a plan. He studies the adversaries, and he has people who understand the threat advising him, not politicians who simply are there to reinforce aspirations as Barack Obama had.
Yeah, and certainly the mullahs, I think, in Tehran now understand that vividly. There was a great meme that circulated the other day. I don't know if you saw it or not, Tony, but it had Kim Jong-un, and he was holding a phone, and
yes.
the caption on it was, hey, Donald, we're good, right? So it will, at the very least, give them pause. A great
Absolutely.
Piece that, Tony Schaefer has written about this. It said the Daily Caller today, and Moneypenny is going to put it up on our Facebook page so you can share it at your leisure. Tony Schaefer, retired senior intelligence ops officer and now president of the London Center for Policy Research, which is headquartered in Manhattan, and, of course, is an advisor to Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign. Tony, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for your service to this country.
Oh, always great to be on with you. Please have me on again soon. Thanks.
Will do.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Good to have you here today, sir. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more. We'll get closer to home next when we talk about the latest developments in the ongoing dirty political campaign for the sheriff's office in Greenville County. That's on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob McClain. Welcome back. Great to have you along. I probably should have mentioned, but I wanted to get right to my interview with Tony Schaefer. This is not only hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show, it's also the bonus hour. It is also hour number four. Now, you may be saying to yourself, wait a second, how can it be hour number one, and I'm listening to it live now, and it's hour number four, and if it's between 6 and 7, I'm listening to it live now? Well, because it is MLK Day. It is a holiday. And typically, all of the WORD air staff is off on national holidays. However, this is an unusual and unique national holiday in that scheduled for tonight at the Greenville County GOP headquarters on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Tara and myself will be doing the final debate between the sheriff's candidates between 7 and 8 o'clock tonight. And unfortunately, there was, despite the pretty deep bench that we have of guest hosts who fill in for me, Jim Bohannon, Tony Dale, who else fills
Bill
in?
Brady.
Yeah, Bill Frady, former State Senator Lee Bright. Nobody was available to fill in for me today. So here I am, and in order to give me commuting time between our studios here at 25 Garlington Road, right here at the Garlington and Woodruff Road intersection, give me enough time to hop in the bus and get over to GOP headquarters in time for the debate. We are playing back hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show between 6 and 7. So I will not actually be here in the studio, but Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass will be here and playing back my golden dulcet tones from hour number one. Now then, on to the latest developments, seamy though they may be, in the contentious runoff for the Greenville County GOP nomination for sheriff. Will Folks, he's the guy that does Fitz News out of Columbia, with a piece today with the headline, Upstate Woman Steps Forward in Greenville Sheriff's Race to Deny Affair Allegations. Will writing, if you thought the final 48 hours of the Republican runoff for sheriff of Greenville County couldn't get any crazier, you thought wrong.
Wrong.
Exactly. Sunday afternoon, an Anderson, South Carolina woman took to social media to identify herself as Cindy B., a name referenced in a mail-out piece sent last week by the campaign of A.T. Tommy Smith. So what is the significance of Cindy B.? Well, the Smith campaign's mail referenced an allegation that Hobart Lewis, the newly minted frontrunner in this special election, left his job at the Greer, South Carolina Police Department in 2004 after, quote, having sex with a subordinate. Hobart, who is Cindy B., the mailing asked. Well, according to Cindy Barnett Camp, she is Cindy B. Quote, I cannot sit on the sidelines anymore, Camp wrote on her Facebook page on Saturday. Mr. Smith, I am Cindy B., and your awful attacks on my character and my family must stop. I will not sit idly by and let you try to destroy two people for your own political gain. Camp went on to state, quote, that Hobart Lewis and I never had any type of inappropriate relationship. These lies you have deliberately spread about me have caused harm, and I feel bullied. You have shown no proof of any type of an affair, because there is none. But let me tell you, Mr. Smith, my lawyers are going to want to see proof, too, because that is who you will be answering to next, end quote. This news outlet, that is Fitz News, reported on allegations involving Lewis's tenure with the Greer Police Department from 1994 through 2004. From that report, multiple upstate law enforcement personnel have told this news outlet that Lewis's departure from the Greer PD in 2004 may not have been completely voluntary, hinting at something the two-time candidate reportedly disclosed to his future superiors at the Greenville County Sheriff's Office prior to being hired there in 2010. GCSO leaders were made aware of an acknowledged relationship between Lewis and a female subordinate at Greer, a former sheriff's office employee told this news outlet earlier this month. They chose to ignore it and hire him anyway. The employee who put us onto this particular scent told us they reached out because Hobart is doing all this Bible thumping. Quote, you can't do that when you have these types of skeletons, the employee claimed. This news outlet has been provided with the name of the female officer with whom Lewis was alleged to have engaged in the improper relationship during his time in Greer. However, we are declining to publish it at this time. According to our sources, the female officer acknowledged the alleged affair when she was hired by Greenville County prior to Lewis. She told them she had engaged in an affair with a sergeant in Greer, the source said. In addition to a name, the news outlet was provided with a photograph of the woman alleged to have been Lewis's paramour and other information which would have made her easily identifiable. We declined to publish the name or the photo or any of the other identifying information we were provided. Also worth pointing out, it is not immediately clear whether Camp is the woman who was pictured in the photo we were provided by our sources. The Cindy B. mailing began arriving at homes in Greenville County on Saturday, one of dozens of last-minute communications bombarding citizens ahead of tomorrow's election. It was paid for by Smith's campaign, although the candidate distanced himself from it on social media, writing, and I quote, "This is a piece that was sent from our office. We own it. While I do stand by all of the factual information in the mailer, there is one comment that was personal in nature and should not have been approved by me. I missed it in the review process, and while I could give you 100 excuses, I can only say it is my fault, and I intend to apologize in person for it." So if you didn't receive the mailer, I will tell you what was in it. And another mailer that is also stirring the waters. When we come back on the other side of the news, it is 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. And if you're listening in the replay of this show, it's about 6:29. How's that for confusing? Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Bobby Mac Show here on this Monday. It is actually hour number one, but being replayed as hour number four of the Bobby Mac Show to give me time to make my way from our studios over to the Greenville County GOP headquarters office on Waite Hampton for tonight's debate between the two runoff candidates. And it has been a bitter election. We've seen these kinds of things happen before. I was sharing with you a piece written by Will Folks at FitzNews.com talked about a number of mailers that had been sent out either on behalf of or paid for by Tommy Smith's campaign. One has the headline, "Who is the real Hobart? High school dropout, parentheses, later obtained GED, flunked out of the police academy, left Greer PD after having sex with subordinate. Hobart, who is Cindy B? Hobart, why have you refused to authorize the release of the polygraph you took regarding the sexual encounter? Hobart will say he didn't have an affair because it was not an ongoing situation. Considering the background Lewis has, it's no wonder he's run one of the most negative campaigns Greenville has ever seen. It's all just a distraction from the truth," said the mailer, paid for by A.T. Smith for sheriff. Then came another mailer, which contained two pictures and two phony headlines with the caption on top, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it in front of me. Which headline do you want to get up and read the day after the sheriff's election, the GOP primary? Do you want to read the former number two at the Secret Service elected sheriff, or do you want to read high school dropout elected sheriff? Another mailing sent to Greenville County residents over the weekend also made mention of Lewis's alleged indiscretions. Specifically, the mailing stated he allegedly, quote, admitted to an illicit extramarital sexual affair with a woman under his command. So this whole business has gotten really, really seamy, and we understand, those of us who have followed politics here in South Carolina and in the upstate for some time, understand that it's a blood sport. According to the disclaimer, this other mailer piece that I mentioned was paid for by Greenville citizens and businesses tired of being embarrassed by our sheriff, end quote. Hobart Lewis garnered 37.3% of the vote in the six-way GOP primary election on January 7th, edging Tommy Smith, who received 32.7%, because neither candidate reached the 50% plus one vote threshold. The runoff election between Lewis and Smith will be held tomorrow, January 21st, 2020. And as I mentioned, the debate will be coming up this evening, right after my program. Tara and myself will be at the Greenville County GOP headquarters. We'll have a small audience for it. We have kind of toned down the size of this event. And this will be the final debate, of course, before we actually go and vote at the polls tomorrow, which is vital for you to do. Because, quite frankly, there was a very poor turnout in the initial primary run. And since this is a primary runoff, historically, they have even smaller turnouts for those. So tell your family, tell your friends, whichever of these candidates you intend to vote for, please do go and vote tomorrow. Otherwise, forever hold your peace if you're going to have any complaints about the sheriff's office going forward. You know, if you haven't voted, you don't have a dog in the fight. Bobby, I got the mailings, and I think they're so nasty I would never vote for Tommy Smith. Where does this begin? This just says part two. The AT camp was under the impression that these records were only kept for 5 years, and at the time that was true, but since the practice has changed to keep the records for 99 years, we also have the notes from none other than the infamous Anthony Hudgens, a staunch AT Smith operative, and the very man who gave Hobart the polygraph. Again, no mention of any affair or sex with a subordinate in the file or notes. Interesting. Hey, Bob, is Annie under the weather? No, it's MLK Day, and all our regular employees typically are off on national holidays. I know, which doesn't explain my being here, except that nobody else was available to work. Oh. Wonder of wonders. And so they had to fall back on me. her voice sounded a bit deeper than normal during the news just now from Tony and Pickens. Yeah. Bob, does anybody really expect Cindy B. or Hobart Lewis to admit to this, since both have a tremendous amount to lose? They know it would be hard to prove unless someone comes forward that knows. Bob, where does this one begin? The truth is, Hobart did pass his polygraph. There's no mention or innuendo of any affair in his pre-employment screening. His pre-polygraph questionnaire, or during the numerous interviews conducted with former officers from Greer PD. Note, NDI on the polygraph log for 2010 means NDI stands for No Deception Indicated. I know this because I read the entire file January 17th at the Law Enforcement Center with Hobart while in the Office of Professional Standards. This is why Fitz News sent this Freedom of Information Act request after we left the LEC with this information. They were freaking out because the slanderous mailer had already been sent out, and they knew we had the goods to refute it. Bob, it would appear the Clintons are advising a kissing cousin, A.T. Tommy. Bob ain't got no dog in the sheriff's race. That's a good thing to know. Thank you for pointing that out. Not even Murphy, I guess. No dog in the sheriff's race, but if it smells like a blue jackass, well, it must be a blue jackass. Afternoon, Bobby. I would vote for Smith if he was the last candidate. He's a sleazy D.C. Democrat. I think that's not intended to be flattering, is it, Money? No, I didn't think so. Bobby, the A.T. Smith campaign has done nothing but smear and spread lies about all the other candidates. Despicable. Bobby, I think I heard an epic mic drop after Cindy B's quote. Bobby, will you be bringing up A.T. Smith's campaign mailer this weekend with a low-blow, missing teeth jab? Yeah, that was one of the mailers there as well. I think in the apology or the explanation was brought forth, yeah, when A.T. Smith said, this is what he said in social media. This is a piece that was sent from our office. We own it. While I do stand by all of the factual information in the mailer, there is one comment that was personal in nature and should not have been approved by me. I missed it in the review process, and while I could give you 100 excuses, I can only say it is my fault, and I intend to apologize in person for it. And apparently that is the missing teeth reference. Bobby, what is your email? Thank you for asking, because I forgot to give you everything in the billboard at the beginning of the program. Ingalls Advantage talk line number for you to join me, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063.com. Take a quick break here and then right back, and we'll go to the phones for the first time here on Monday on the Bobby Mac Show. Welcome back, Bobby Mac Show, Monday edition. In on my text line this afternoon. Bobby, any update out of Virginia? Well, no reports of shots fired. Big pictures all over Fox News. They have loaded the place down. You know, the governor, Governor Blackface, Governor Northam, declared a state of emergency. A lot of speculation about the folks from Antifa, some of these other leftist groups showing up, trying to pull off a false flag operation, posing as NRA or some white nationalist group to try and stir up trouble. But as I said, no reports of shots fired so far. But big pictures of the heavy police presence in Richmond today. A bunch of officers standing around with AR-15s strapped across their chests. And you know how dangerous an AR-15, you don't know? You don't know how dangerous an AR-15 is? Well, you need to be educated by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. You remember Ms. Lee. She's the one that visited NASA headquarters to see the Mars rover in action and asked if the camera on the rover was going to show the flag that the astronauts had planted there.
Don't!
The Mars rover.
When you're stupid, you do stupid things.
Apparently so, Ozzy. But Sheila Jackson Lee knows all about AR-15s. You don't believe me? Well, listen to her.
A caliber weapon. I've held an AR-15 in my hand. I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. Mm. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
Yeah, AR-15s shoot 50 caliber bullets. What a dummkopf. She doesn't know which end of an AR-15 the bullet comes out of. And by the way, Sheila, it ain't a 50 cal. You doofus.
Yeah. You moron.
You moron.
To the phones we go this afternoon. Let's bring in Bob. He is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hey, Bob, and welcome to the Monday Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob, I called to thank you for coming to support the Rock the Red. You did a great job this week, and especially when you spoke about bias news.
Thank you.
Listen, it's amazing what the heck's going on. Let's use Hobart stuff for an example. The poor guy is being maligned by the political establishment from Washington. They were hoping to establish a beachhead here so that Bill and Hillary could move. But we don't really need them in Taylor's.
Well, you know, it was great to be involved in that Rock the Red event. In fact, Presley Stutz, who did much of the heavy lifting and putting that together, is going to be joining me a little bit later in the program. If you're listening in the 6 o'clock hour, this will already have transpired. I know it's a little confusing because we're replaying hour number one and hour number four. But he's going to give us the after-action report. And to be one of these speakers, I was in very distinguished company. There were so many great speakers there. Georgia Congressman Doug Collins, who gave the keynote speech on Saturday night, really got people fired up. Congressman Jeff Duncan was there. Congressman Timmons was there. Former director of ICE, Tom Homan, was there. The list goes on and on of terrific speakers, and so I was flattered to be asked to be one of them.
Well, Bob, I want to put a pitch in for something. About 3 years ago, I was up with North Carolina when Trump was doing a rally on up there, and General Livingston showed up from the Marine Corps.
Yes.
And I got a chance to talk to him, and I asked him would he be interested in participating in an organization that I belong to called the Abbeville Institute. org. So, yes, he came. He came to Charleston, South Carolina, and he was over the top. So listen, this is a secret between you and I. The other night when Collins was speaking, Congressman Collins, I asked him,
right,
you know, would he please consider coming to this event? So if you get a chance, Bob, maybe look this thing up, this whole organization, the Abbeville Institute, and I'd appreciate if you would do that for the public.
The Abbeville Institute, is that A-B-B-E-ville?
Yes, Abbeville Institute.org. And it's an organization that was founded in 2002 by a fellow by the name of Donald Livingston, retired from Emory University, a philosopher. And he said, what's going on in this country is absurd. It's being given away. So he has over 150 professors that go around to different universities, Liberty University.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in Charleston. He's been all over the place. And they put on events, and these people are the speakers that come and they speak to, you know, whoever attends. So they usually try to get, you know, college students, especially ones that are going to law school.
Right.
And every summer they put on a shindig called Summer School at Seabrook Island at the Episcopal Retreat Center.
Wow.
This year is going to be June 21st to June 26th. And I hope that Doug Collins will be able to be the main speaker.
Yeah, that would be terrific. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for being there at the Rock the Red event this weekend. And the fake news continues. NBC News reporter reporting today from Richmond, Virginia's Second Amendment rally, a white nationalist rally. Oh, yeah? Where's your evidence for that charge? Oh, well, there is none. I'm just going to put it out there as a news story. Typical. Typical. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.